The Gemara says on the top of Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph that any mizbech that doesn't have a kevesh, karen, yesaid, or ribua is pasul avayda. So one of the things that are ma'akim in the mizbech is the ribua, that it has to be a perfect square. So frekta emagbracha kasha, the Megbracha says that this is very sure from the mission we had earlier in Daf Mem Ches about nisuch ha-mayim. It says that where would they be menasuch the mayim into? It says shnei svalim shel kasef ha-yusham. There were these two cups of silver on top of the mizbeach, and that's where they would pour the water. So l'chayr, these two svalim shel kasef, these two cups of water on the mizbeach, are going to take away from the ribua of the mizbeach. It's no longer a perfect square because you have these two svalim of kasef. As a fact, they're mikbracha. Now, what are you going to say? Maybe that's not a kasha because these svalim are not connected to the mizbeach. It's not part of the mizbeach. It was just a cup sitting on top of the mizbeach. So perhaps that's not a problem. It doesn't take away the ribua. So what's bothering the mikbracha? So the mikbracha is really coming from Tisus over there. Tisus has a kasha. Tisus says that we find elsewhere that if you have you put something of kachem into a kli of zahav, you're not allowed to put it afterwards into a kli of kesef because that's a problem of milam b'kodesh v'ein moridin. So, Fractisus and Cain, how could it be that they poured the water, the Nisach HaMayim, into these cups made out of Kesef? It started off in a Tzulcha Shal Zav. First it was in a Kli of Zav. That's how they remala the Mayim Min HaShulach. So it was in a golden Kli. And then when you pour it now into the Svalim Shal Kesef, that should be a problem of Maridin Ba'Kaidish. How are you allowed to do that? So Taisus says, V'yashomer the Svalim Hayukvun Besid V'lokeilem Ninu Nechshavim Kegufa Shal Mizbeach. Zog Taisus, you have to say because of these Kasha that these Svalim were not just something detached from the Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach, but it was part of the Mizbeach, it was connected to the Mizbeach, so we don't view it as a Kli, we view it as part of the Mizbeach, and therefore there's no problem of Maila Mekadesh Vein Maridin. But Zakhti Amin Bracha, you see from Taisus that these were Mechubit to the Mizbeach, was Gufish on Mizbeach, part of the structure of the Mizbeach. If it's part of the structure of the Mizbeach, then you talk, you have a problem, then it should be should take away from the Ribua, it's no longer a perfect square, how you allowed to have that. So the Amin Bracha answers that you have to say that this was part of the Gzeras HaKasav of the Halachal Mesh Messina, how to make the Mizbeach. There was a Megillah, Kol B'Ksav Yana Shem Alai Hiskel. The Megillah told us exactly what every keli looked like, and this was a part of the din of the Mizbeach, that besides the Ribur of the Mizbeach, it had to have these two Sfalim there. That's part of the Tzur of the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not a problem that when the Torah says Ribua, it means Ribua, besides for these two Sfalim, these are beyond the Ribua, but Chutz from the two Sfalim, it was Taka Ribua. That's how he answers Pshat in the in Taisus, but Al-Kopanim, that's Taisus's Chiddush, that these Svalim are Kavua in the Mizbeach. And I think, Lefidus Taisus, perhaps you could be Masber another thing as well. The Mishnah continues and says that there were, on these two Svalim, it was Kimin Shnei Chaitman Dakin, and they would take the water, they would pour it into the Svalim, and Rashi explains over there that they would take the water, they would pour it into the Svalim. By Nesachim, Mekachim, Meyardim, Dachah, Chaitman, Al-Gav, HaMizbeach, the Nesachim would go out from the Sefer onto the Mizbeach, it would actually flow onto the Mizbeach, and then the Mizbeach had a Nekev, it had the Shisan, and then it would go into that hole. So Rashi learns that you'd pour the water into the Svalim, it would go out of the Svalim onto the roof of the Mizbeach, and then it would flow from there into the Shisan, into the actual Shisan where the water went. Now Taisus over there is very bothered with Rashi. He says, Vizu Tema Gedaila. He says, Minayin lo, where does Rashi get this from? Where does Rashi get that they poured the water in the Sefer, then it went on the Mizbeach, and then it went down in the hole? Where do you get that from? The Pasha says, Zok Taisus, you pour it in the Sefer, and it goes straight down into the Shisan. No one has said anything about going on the Mizbeach. Where does Rashi say that you have to pour it from the Shisan, from the Sefer onto the Mizbeach, and only there into the Shisan? Taisus would have learned, the Pasha says, you go straight from the Sefer down into the hole. Why does it have to flow on the Mizbeach at all? That's Taisus' kasha on Rashi, and Taisus Taka learns a different shot. But the Emek Brach over there says, in a different shtickle, he says to answer Shitas Rashi, that maybe Rashi held that the din of Nisach HaMayim requires a Mizbeach. There's a din to be Menasach on the Cheftz on the Mizbeach. You have to be Menasach on the Mizbeach. So Rashi held, if you're just going to go, you're going to pour it into the Sefer, from the Sefer it's going to go down into the Shisan, then it never touched the Mizbeach. It went through the Mizbeach, but it didn't go on the Mizbeach. That's not Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim requires to go on the Cheftz of the Mizbeach. Therefore, Rashi learns, it went from the Sefer onto the Mizbeach, and then from the Mizbeach down to the Shisan, and that's a kiyum of Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach. That's the Rashi's hech. The question is, so what does Taisus do with that? How do you have Nisach on the Mizbeach? If Taisus says that it didn't go on the Mizbeach, it went straight down from the Shisan, from the Sefer into the Shisan, where do you have a din of Mizbeach, when Nisach HaMayim? So it could be that this is Taisus L'Shitasa. Taisus just said before that the svalim are mechuber in the mizbeach. They're part of the mizbeach, part of the structure in the mizbeach. They become the gufishal mizbeach. If it's part of the gufishal mizbeach, so when you pour it into the shisin, that's considered going on the mizbeach. This is part of the structure in the mizbeach, and it doesn't need to actually flow on the mizbeach. Rashi is also going on the shitasi. Rashi says the Ritvab is medayik, and Rashi, the Rashi held that these svalim were not mechuber to the mizbeach, not like Taisa said before, they were detached from the mizbeach. So mele, by going into the seifel, that's not a kiyum of going on the mizbeach. It didn't actually go in the mizbeach. Therefore, Rashi has to say it went from the seifel onto the mizbeach, and then it would flow down. But Taisus Hashitasa, who holds that they're part of the mizbeach, part of the guf of mizbeach, the answer the kasha ma'al mekadosh ben meridin. So lefi him, that's a kiyum of going on the mizbeach because this is also, it's all part of the mizbeach. So that could be the hezber and how Taisus was not bothered with Rashi's kasha. It's a kiyum of going on the mizbeach because it's all part of the mizbeach. What do you do with it? Then every bua that you have to say, like the Emor Bracha is saying, that's part of the megillah of the mizbeach. Kol b'ksami anishem lai hiskol, to have this svalim there, and therefore that's not a steer to the ribua. It means to be a ribua besides with these svalim.